Scott Brown is a Republican junior senator from the state of Massachusetts who came out of nowhere to win the Senate seat vacated when Senator Ted Kennedy died. Before his election, he served as a member of the Massachusetts General Court, first in the state House of Representatives and then in the state Senate. Scott became the first Republican elected to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts since Edward Brooke in 1972 and the first Republican from Massachusetts to serve in the U.S. Congress in any capacity since 1997. Brown is a graduate of Wakefield High School, Tufts University, and Boston College Law School. Welcome to the show, Scott. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm honored to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you here. Now, I want to jump right into it. In your book, Against All Odds, aptly describes how you defied the odds in your life to achieve incredible success. And the book also points out that you're fiercely independent. So you're coming to Ventura County, I know, to speak at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library tonight at 6 o'clock. Tell me, in what ways is your fierce independent political career parallel that of Ronald Reagan?
Well, I think we, regardless of how we felt about people who we differed with, President Reagan was dearly remembered for always treating people with dignity and respect. And at the end of having a battle, he would, you know, go out and have a, you know, a glass of wine or a beer or just play cards and still be able to treat people, I think, how they were meant to be treated and didn't look down on anybody. I try also to find that common ground, the goodness in people, and look to where we can, you know, find common ground. And if we disagree, we do it respectfully and then go out and have a beer later and still be able to talk to each other.
Well, no one would remember that more than somebody from Massachusetts. I have vivid images of President Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill after long political debates getting down and breaking bread together, so that's great. Now, political pundits, Scott, are going to look back and study how you won the Senate seat. They're going to be doing that for years. You came from relative obscurity to win in what is considered a very staunchly Democratic state. First of all, how did you do it, and in what ways does your Senate campaign defy the odds and fit in with your book, Against All Odds?
Well, certainly hard work and determination and giving people a choice, straight talk in terms of letting people know that it's not all about deficit debt and spending in terms of we need to do more of it. We absolutely need to address those issues and deal with our national security issues. And people are very concerned about what's happening in this country right now. They want to make sure that they can send their kids to the movies or on a trip and be safe, and they want to know that they can pay for things down the road and not wonder what's next. So I had a lot of good people, a lot of grassroots folks helping me, and they appreciated the fact that I offered them a choice, and there was not this sense of entitlement and that it was automatically going to go to a particular party. Like, we're not in England or anything where it's you just pass it on from party to party or family to family.
All right. We're talking to Senator Scott Brown, everybody, author of the book Against All Odds. And Scott, in your book, there was a very revealing portion of your book where you announced that you were molested as a child. First of all, I have to commend you on the courage that it takes to reveal this. I mean, many people would be too ashamed to even bring up.
It was tough. It was certainly a great amount of embarrassment. And you know, just talking about it still, it's uncomfortable. But I'm finding it helpful to other people who are in similar circumstances. I've had a tremendous outpouring of folks that say, you know what happened to me? Now I can talk to my family about it. If you can do it, you know, I can do it. That's been gratifying.
No, that has to be very gratifying, and for people to take heart and take solace from what you wrote. Now, in the book, when you came out with that, some members of your own family were not completely aware of the situation. Did it come as a surprise to anybody in your family, and how is your family taking the news?
Well, the kids in particular, and my mom and dad, my wife had a feeling based on my conversations growing up with the girls. They girls remember stranger danger. Don't, if you go to a camping, you go to over sleep over, if this or this happens, make sure you tell mom and dad. We're not going to be mad. And I think parents can relate to what I'm talking about just in that brief description. And my wife cried and gave me a hug, and we talked about it. My mom, I remember saying, was that the summer you kept calling saying you wanted to come home? And I said, yep. She said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I wish I had known. And our families were in such turmoil back then and that's the situation with people who are perpetrators. They say, hey, no one will believe you. I'll make sure your mom and dad don't believe you. And in addition to that, I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to hurt them if you tell. So there's just a tremendous amount of control issues going on in those campers.
Well, it's a very moving story, and again, I commend you for bringing this out and making it public, and I hope you'll be a role model for others to step forward as well.
You're very, very kind. Thank you.
I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to move to politics, because after all, that is your business. You're in the business of politics. And when you were elected, a lot of pundits said that this was really the beginning of a movement towards the right here in the United States. Do you just ascribe any broader meaning to your election other than the fact that the people of Massachusetts want you to serve in the Senate?
I think every seat is different, certainly, and the people of Massachusetts sent me down there to make sure that we didn't increase taxes or the deficit, and we looked at creating jobs in Massachusetts, the jobs in the country, and everything I did was good for the country. So I'm doing that. I'm being that independent voter and thinker that everyone wanted me to do. And once again, every state is different. There are states that are more conservative and states that are more liberal, and that's beauty of our elected representatives. We have a nice mix of people that can get together and solve the problems without having turmoil as you're seeing overseas and every other part of the world.
All right. We're talking to Senator Scott Brown, everybody, his book, Against All Odds. And Scott, how's that independence woven into your book, Against All Odds?
Well, it's very aptly described based on the turmoil I had and the challenges I had growing up. I really didn't have to rely on anybody. And even during the election, special election in the Senate, I didn't get a whole heck of a lot of help from the establishment. It was regular people with regular problems saying, you know what, I like this guy, I'm going to take a shot, and maybe the underdog will win.
All right. Another political question. Senator Thune from South Dakota has announced he is not going to run for the Republican nomination in 2012, which means that no sitting member of Congress is openly pursuing a White House bid at this time, which is kind of unusual, particularly only 2 years out from the election. Do you ascribe anything to this? And after all, usually senators in particular have great ambitions, as we saw with the junior senator from Illinois. What do you think is going to happen in the Republican Party for 2012?
Well, I like and spend a lot of time with Senator Thune. I spoke to him yesterday. He's actually in California right now as well. And he would have done a wonderful job. But I think people are focusing on 2011 and working on the country's problems versus pushing their own personal agendas. And I think that's good. And there's plenty of time for politics in 2012 especially. So I'm thankful that he's still going to be with us, and I know he'll have a very bright future. And with regard to the party, it's not over yet, and it's still early, but we'll see what happens.
All right, we will keep our eyes peeled on that. We're talking to Senator Scott Brown, everybody. Scott, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Against All Odds?
Well, certainly I'd appreciate it if they would read, because I believe it'll show that regardless of your personal circumstances, and I recognize that there are many people with much worse circumstances than me, if you have a good couple of people behind you and they're willing to take a chance on you, can break out of that cycle of whether it's violence or just being kind of angry all the time and be a better person.
All right. Scott, now you're on your way to Vorman's Bookstore in Pasadena for a book signing in a couple of minutes. Tell us about that book signing. How long are you going to be there, and how many people are you expecting to see?
Well, I think I'm there for about 90. We've had very positive turnouts here in California. We've been in Texas a couple of days ago. We're going down to Florida tomorrow. And, you know, the book is selling well, and I'm glad people are really appreciative of the honesty of it, because usually you get a typical political book. It's like, I'm great. And this is like, hey, you know, I've worked hard with a lot of good people around me, and I'm just like you guys. So here we go.
It was very true. From reading your book, you get a sense that you are just like every one of us out here. And if you're out driving in your car right now and you're on your way, you might consider going to Vorman's Bookstore in Pasadena for the signing. We've been talking to Senator Scott Brown, everybody. His latest book, Against All Odds, My Life of Hardship, Fast Breaks, and Second Chances. Scott, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
I love your tagline. You know, that's great. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.